weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
I'm not overly like into laws and stuff. Like, I think less laws are better. But I believe that there should be a law is if you have a tour bus, don't drop the poop on people going while you're going over a river on a bridge. Because then you will end up pooping, putting all the poop on someone and you'll get caught. And then you'll get a lot of bad press.
This is pretty funny, though.
So, so Dave, it was Dave Matthews, right? Was the
so Dave Matthews did it in 2004.
So he was driving his tour bus over the...
Somebody was driving.
Well, someone, not him.
Yeah.
But they went over the bridge. There was the Chicago River, whatever that Chicago River is.
Yeah.
The main one. Like the main one that's
right
down...
Right through town.
Yeah, you know, right where Millionaire's Row is and the Gold Coast and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and while they were going over the bridge, you know, you press lever B and dropped everything over.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, at the same time, a tour boat was going underneath the bridge. So... The intended target of the poo bomb, which was the river, it came up about 3 feet short.
Yeah. It ended up all over the tour bus.
So, tour bus, tour boat.
So 5 years later.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day for a tour.
5 years later.
Okay, oh which makes God. It worse.
Yeah, right? Keith Urban was
God.
On tour, cool. And they were New York.
Oh, it's a different city.
In 2009.
Yep.
They opened the bus's septic tank and dumped gallons and gallons of sewage onto East 11th Street.
Oh, good. Right on the street.
Right on the street. That
Man.
Is... the article is out of New Yorker. It's hilarious because they're just skewering these... come on, guys. Like, you can't just open up your septic tank
and I get that it's, you know, it's you know, the bus guy. But you know your bus drivers. If you're on tour, like, you know your bus drivers.
You should be like, hey, Bob, the bus driver, here's what we don't want to do while we're on tour. Please don't spread my poop all over the streets or in rivers.
They got DNA. I see CSI, whatever. My God.
So we were...
So we got people who are Twittering us.
Yeah.
About who is Doc Ellis. I'm just like, you got to be kidding. Alex, do you know who Doc Ellis is?
Name sounds familiar.
Doc Ellis, and that's D-O-C-K.
Is he a sports reporter?
No, God, no.
He's dead.
Yeah,
dead. D-E-D, dead.
Yes.
Anyway, so he was a starting pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Great pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Great pitcher.
Is he in a song?
I don't know if he has a song. Why don't you just sit on back and listen to us tell you about what really happened to Doc Ellis. So what he was saying is that so Doc Ellis liked himself some medication. And so he was in Los Angeles and he had a baseball game. The Pirates were playing in San Diego. And so he was in Los Angeles hanging out and he had just taken a couple tabs of acid, a couple hits of acid, and his girlfriend or wife or whoever was with said, I think you have to pitch this afternoon. And he's like, no, I got to pitch tomorrow. And the guy's like, and she said, well, here's today's paper. And it says that you're pitching today in San Diego.
Got you listed as the starter, Doc.
His question, what happened to yesterday? So he caught a flight to San Diego, went to the clubhouse, swallowed some Benzedrine to try and stop the LSD.
Tripping balls.
And went on this. He said he could barely stand. He barely knew who his teammates were. He went out there.
Pitched
a
no-hitter.
A no-hitter.
On LSD.
On LSD. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, in fact, they later...
No freaking way.
In fact, they later said that the only two hits that Doc Ellis lit up that night were the two hits of acid he had that morning. But here's what was very interesting about that. You might think that if you were on LSD that you might get into some sort of groove. You might see that ball go all the way from your hand all the way to the, you know, so I hear, all the way down, you know, where you see the batter swinging and everything. But he said he had so much trouble. He tried to focus on the tape on the guy's fingers, but, he just couldn't do it. And so innings just blended into each other. He didn't know what he was doing. Everyone else knew that he was wasted, but they didn't know, and no one could hit him because no one else knew where he was going to.
Just the fact that He threw a no-hitter in a state that most people would have a hard time walking around in public in.
Yeah, so here, Ellis kept beating batters and then walking them, but pretty soon he realized he was looking at a no-hitter. And even when the pitcher isn't tripping, the chances of that are as low as... So you get a one, you get a no-hitter one every about 1,500 games.
Although I feel like that's gone up more recently.
So Ellis would later say he lost all concept of time.
Well, yeah, sure. That happens on LSD.
So the Padres hadn't been able to touch him. And, you know, we might have to say something about the Padres. He said he was happy about the incident. But then he was kind of, later he was sad about it. But whatever. He was, he said he'd done it again after that. Probably didn't get a no-hitter, but maybe on half the dose. But I can't even imagine. So that's why we say Doc Ellis. And if you know the words Doc Ellis, then you know that he is the man who is able to do more on drugs than probably anyone else on the face of the earth, yeah. outside of Timothy Leary.
Well, certainly he's more athletic. I mean, it is unbelievable to go and throw a no-hitter.
I would like to see the movie. I would like to see the movie of Doc Ellis's no-hitter. It'd just be called No-Hitter. And it would just be, you know, like him, like it wakes up the phone, you know, so he's pitching or whatever. And he wakes up in the morning, and he takes the acid, and then all the events unfold. You got to pitch today, and so then bing, he's on a flight, you know, bing, he's, you know, and as he's getting more and more and more on acid, just, you know, turn into like a Johnny Depp, you know,
or the Buffalo Roam kind of, yeah, or Las Vegas.
Yeah, he was Fear and Loathing Las Vegas.
Yeah,
Bill Murray was
where the Buffalo.
But
Roam.
You know, either way, but you know, be the Hunter S. Thompson character, but and then going in and just, you know, that the Padres had to be like, they weren't digging in. I mean, you certainly weren't digging in if you were like, what is going on with this guy?
No.
Because he's probably muttering, you know, bats, 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 bats.
I you know what? You know who I feel bad for now that I think about it? How'd you like to try to catch a pitcher on LSD? But what you want, you know, he's not paying attention to, because you know the catcher knew what was going on, and he had to know that Doc was not paying attention to his signals. Like, he could have been just like semaphoring it up there. You know what I mean?
Here comes number two.
Like, I asked for a fastball, but I don't know what he saw. So
yeah,
he's pulling to Crash Davis, telling him.
I listen. He just hit the mascot, but he was for reals.
Yeah,
he was for reals.
And then you don't know, you as the pitcher, as the catcher, don't know where the ball is going. Because you're pretty sure that Doc Ellis doesn't know where the ball is going. It's just getting there somehow. That would be terrifying.
So this one gets better. So he said he dropped LSD before a second game and wound up hitting multiple batters, including Pete Rose, on purpose. He claimed to not be sober for any of his games with the New York Yankees. But
didn't he win a championship with the Yankees?
Would
have been 78?
No, I think he was always with the Pirates.
Really?
Ellis realized that when one batter hit a ball, he'd hopped out of the way, afraid of getting hit. In reality, the ball was a grounder rolling towards him in the grass.
No, he played for the Yankees in 76, 77.
Okay, so he won. So, yeah, so one of the things he said, I think that's so funny, is that one batter actually rolled one out to him, and he jumped out of the way. Even though it was slowly rolling to him,
he probably
couldn't even get to it.
He probably saw fangs and hair and like blah, 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 blah.
He just looked at the third baseman and said, "Who's going to get this ball?" Just pointed up in the air. Have the Rockies scored yet? They're getting crushed. So it's 5-2.
No, they've scored. That's what I love about baseball.
That's why I'm so tired, man.
Why?
Because of all the acid I did with Doc Ellis in the 70s. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
What a catch! Oh, it wasn't a catch.
No, it was a catch.
Because I ended up staying up and watching that whole stupid baseball game last night. I was convinced that the Rockies were going to win it, and it was 15-11. And then when Parr came up in the bottom of the ninth and hit the home run, make it 15-12, I was like, oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. And then they just couldn't do it anymore. But it was a spectacular comeback for a long game, and I was very happy that I wasn't at that game.
Well, they kept fighting. I mean, they kept battling back and not giving up.
It took Washington a lot. I mean, they had to keep piling on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Carlos. See,
I don't think he's very happy.
He had a chance to hit a home run finally when he had guys on base.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. I love the guy. He may be my favorite Rocky of all time.
I'm a big fan of Nolan.
Right, I mean, now. Listen, I like Nolan. I like Mason Nolan, but he's been around longer.
Carlos?
Carlos has.
Oh, yeah.
But so, no. I mean, I like me some Carlos Gonzalez.
I was a big Larry Walker fan.
The foul ball I caught?
Huh?
Foul ball I caught?
Yeah.
Larry Walker.
Nice.
Clean catch pin, Larry Walker.
The foul ball that went off that lady's head and went right in front of me?
Clean catch.
Right off of Vinny Castillo.
Well, right off of Vinny Castillo's bat and then the woman.
And then the woman.
How much blood did you have to get off there?
Not too much. It was mostly hair.
Oh, good.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. I go to work.